Hello, this is Donnie Smith with Collision Blast Quick Tips, and today we're going to talk about stripping car, the paint off of a car. I had a YouTube viewer ask a question, and he said that the paint wasn't sticking good to the substrate, that it was peeling off where he was trying to do some work at. Asked, should he strip it? And the answer is yes. If the paint is not sticking well to the substrate, if someone painted over it and didn't sand it well or didn't clean it well or whatever the reason is, if the paint is not sticking good, you do need to strip that off. It may not necessarily mean stripping it to the metal, but at least stripping the coating that's not sticking good, that's not adhering good. And one way to determine this is if you're sanding, if you sand an area and it just seems like it keeps breaking away with a real hard edge, that's a sign that it's not sticking real good. Now, if you have a real nice smooth feather, where the paint transitions real nice from the top layer of the paint down to the original substrate, then probably, you don't have any issues. But one thing that I recommended, this works especially on top coats that's not sticking good, is getting a razor blade, with the scraper, and gently reaching up under the paint and scraping it off. That's been an effective method for me. I've used that, several different times. You have to be careful because you don't want to put a bunch of gouges on the paint underneath, because that'll cause you a lot of feather edging and additional work you have to do. But if you're careful, that's very effective. But however, I did mention that to him. He said that didn't work too good. And there are, there's other ways to do that. If you have a steam cleaner or even a power washer, sometimes that will take some of that excess, some of that paint off pretty easy. Another way is to use a DA sander, with like some 80 grit, and then of course you'd have to cut back to finer grits, but that is a way that may get some of that off. And if you are going to metal, and this is one of those questions, if you can just use stripper, chemical stripper. And that is a method. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. I will warn you that it's very messy. I mean, it does make a mess, and there still is some sanding involved, when you're done. But, if you're going to metal, that may be something that you want to look into. Be sure, if you're going to use chemical strippers, to read all of the technical data sheets and make sure, for the brand of stripper that you're doing it correctly and you, have the proper gloves and respirator and all that on so that you don't get these chemicals on you. Most of the strippers, it's also important, and step that's overlooked a lot of times, is you want to just brush that chemical on in one direction. If you go back and forth, that kind of traps oxygen in it, or makes it where it doesn't work near as good. And also, you don't want to let that stripper completely dry on there. That causes some problems too. If it does that, you're probably going to have to put another layer on and take it off while it's still soft. So, best thing to do if you're going to use the chemical stripper, like I said, is look at the technical data sheet for that certain product and follow the instructions. But anyway, that was just a quick tip to kind of give you an idea of different methods to strip, and if you do need to strip, and again, and the problem, why I'm saying you must strip, even if you sanded that top surface and it looked really good and smooth and looked like, still, if that starts peeling later, anything you put on top of that's going to peel right along with it. So, if it's not sticking good, it is best just to take it all the way off. So, that pretty well wraps this up. If you have any other questions or comments, be sure and let me know. And you can also, if you're listening to this on iTunes, you can go down there and rate this video if you like it, or this audio podcast. Talk to you soon.